Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Ain't no one going nowhere till I find my tape. I was in the post office the other day and the woman was saying that. No one's going nowhere until I find my tape. She's walking around like, and we're all waiting in line. Can I just get a stamp? No stamps are being sold until I find my tape.
Well, how long did it take her to find her tape?
About 7 minutes. That's a long time waiting in line at the post office.
Yeah, it
well,
is.
It's just yeah. Tack that onto the half hour you were already going to wait.
I think people were trying to send their taxes last minute. They were like, can you just hurry up, please? Anyway, it all got
their
fixed.
Taxes?
Yeah, whatever. Last minute. 15th.
It's not last. No, the taxes are due on
April 15th.
No,
October
15th. 10th.
That's my birthday, actually.
Yeah,
Thank you for remembering.
Homeowner's taxes? Yes, December 10th.
Yeah.
It's the last
right?
day.
Yeah.
I'll be 56.
I don't know what he's talking
wow.
about.
I don't know. That's the next taxes that I know of.
October
15th
was when my taxes were due this year.
What?
That's your extension. That's the latest you can send them in for 2017.
Oh,
I see.
For 2017?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, right. Okay. Wait,
you,
what?
You're
you
bubble.
Can ask, you can
guys
file for extensions.
Take a walk in the real world.
Gee whiz.
You too.
And the real world, we pay our taxes on April 15th.
Yeah, they've been paid already.
December 10th and April 10th.
I have to wait because I'm an
like
artiste and I get my W-2s late sometimes. I'm out there working it.
Hey, everybody. This hour's code word is tape. I'm not leaving until I find it.
7281. No one going nowhere.
Message and data rates may apply. Scott Capurro joining
Woo!
Us here in the studio.
We are the world. Thank you. We are God's children. How are you?
Great. How are you?
So much fun at your house on Sunday.
Oh, it was a delight to have you there.
It
actually,
was
it was really.
I didn't know I was meant to show up earlier than 5. I thought 5 was the show up time. Sorry about that. I just showed up at 8 like a rude guest.
No, you showed up at 5:15.
About a little
no, we
bit.
Were...
I was sitting outside my car.
Oh, because you thought you'd be.
I thought I was a little
late.
Bit early. Yeah, so I thought
no,
I'll
a little
wait
bit early is totally fine. I
All
said
right.
be there at 5 because we were putting dinner on the table at
right.
5.
And... Okay, I should. I felt like I should have come early and helped prep or do something, chop things or maybe tidy it up a bit. Bit of a mess there, but you got a lot of guesses. What can you do, right?
Was it messy?
There were leaves and doors. I'm just saying. There were leaves and doors. There were leaves and doors.
Hey,
in Sarah's house. In Sarah's
there were indoor
house.
Leaves. I made
they
John blow the deck off.
Out,
all right, thank you.
You made John do what?
I made him blow the deck off.
Yeah.
I made him blow the deck off.
Is that, excuse me?
You know, you take the leaf blower and you blow the deck
family
off.
Family show, Sarah. Good God.
Because the trees are starting to drop their leaves.
Brent's
and we
been
were,
away
what is
too
wrong
long.
With you?
We were eating outside, so I said,
can you stop saying these
please,
creepy euphemisms? Anyway, yes.
Can you please use the leaf blower on the deck?
All right. Mm-hmm.
And so he must have tracked some leaves in.
Yeah, I guess he did.
I'm sorry that you know had to stare at my floors and
it's
see
okay.
the. I know she left your shoes on.
Freaked
you know.
Me out. Kind of freaked me out. The leaves freaked me out a little bit. Yeah. Like it's outdoors. It was great. It was so good.
Yeah, you know it's funny the difference between you on the air and you at my house.
What's that difference?
Just so excited to be there.
Yeah, it was so fun. The garden was so beautiful. Anyway, it's nice. I like your brother. He's fine. Stop complaining about him. He's fine. Jesus. He's just your brother. He's like you.
Except he used to peep her. He didn't
did
do that.
Not peep me.
He peeped her.
He didn't.
Peeped her.
There was a hole that he put in between their rooms so that he could peep her.
God, you're creepy. Really?
No.
He did?
No.
Oh, I have much
no.
more respect for him now.
Oh, you do?
I do. I like that.
It's not true.
Families are so weird.
They are weird. There's a lot of weird stuff. Weird stuff. That's all
I
right.
I would have my girlfriends over and he drilled a hole in the wall so he could watch them change.
Oh, my God.
Just the girlfriends. He never
oh,
looked at his sister,
Norman
though.
Bates.
Right?
Oh, God. Oh,
right.
Oh.
He's not Norman Bates.
He's a little fruity. Are you a fruity? You want me in the fruit cellar? Oh God, poor
yeah.
guy.
Well, he's funny because you know my brother is he's the funny one in my family. Like that's sort of he's known as the funny one. But you know, but I'm the one with the radio show, so he's always been like super jealous. And you are a comedian, so he's really, like, he's always thought that he should be a comedian.
All right.
So he's very anxious.
He has
a lot of
right now, right?
anxiety around you because he just wants to make you laugh so bad. You know, he's...
He does.
He so, gets
like,
very nervous.
Scott's
around.
Coming over and he works out his material.
Maybe, but he's just always trying to get the joke in. You know, he wants, like, all if you ever were to, he said, I did make him chuckle a couple times. I go, well, Scott never really brays
so
laughter.
Like, I'm going to the
What a weird. So after
I've never really heard you go, ha ha ha.
Yeah, no, not around you guys. That's so sad that he feels obligated because I think he's charming.
It's not obligated. He feels that he wants that. You
so
know,
you
that's
debrief
going to be validating.
After, like,
oh, he was talking about it last night when they cooked dinner for us again.
Oh, again?
They cook dinner.
Are they working for you now? Is that what it is?
Apparently, they're so. Feeding us all
they're
the time.
They're amazing. He's great. She's great, too. I like her a lot.
Do
you? She makes me laugh.
Well, she's got some crazy ideas.
She's funny.
Yeah.
Really funny.
We went to go see Waitress on Saturday. And so we, you know, it's in the Tenderloin. It's, you know, there's just people laying on the sidewalks and
all sorts
watching
of people's
people
stuff.
Shoot up
yeah.
drugs. And there's just homeless people everywhere. And she was like, well, that shouldn't be allowed.
That
like,
shouldn't be allowed. She said on Sunday, Sarah, I swear, hair back on one side, hair back on the other. Sarah, this homeless thing, it's getting out of control. And Hooman's quiet. Sarah's like, mm-hmm. And she's like, it just shouldn't be allowed.
Like,
right?
I'm like, well, what do you suggest? Because they're totally looking for a solution.
And Sarah's like, well, some people have medical problems or mental problems. They run up the street because they made some mistakes. Well, I'm just saying that none of this should be allowed. Anyway. She was like that about it. And I thought, she's from, they must have a couple of homeless people wandering around.
Well, right? She lived out in the suburbs, you know.
Right.
I don't know.
I love that it just shouldn't be allowed. And I agree with her. It shouldn't be.
It shouldn't be. But yeah. Okay, great. It's not allowed, everyone.
She made it sound as if these, she made it sound like these people have just, well, they're they want it. It's that mentality of, you know, these people want to be there. They want to be where they are. And they just shouldn't be allowed to be there, you know.
Yeah. I'm like, okay, well. Go ahead and write to the mayor of San Francisco. Would love to hear your ideas for how to clean that up.
Yeah.
It's not an ongoing problem or anything.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
You've not
like,
been dealing with it for
a while.
I
agree. Shouldn't be allowed.
1,000 per square mile homeless people in the city.
Yep. Thousands and thousands.
Yeah. I tell you time and time again, as my husband says, thousands and thousands.
Thousands and thousands.
He's doing really well in school, by the way. Thank you for asking.
Oh, yeah. I hear you're doing his homework and taking his tests for him.
I'm writing his assessments. It's fine. I enjoy the research.
I really don't think that's going to help him long term.
No,
I mean, isn't the whole point that he gets an education?
I think I'm getting one. I think that's how it's working out.
Mm.
But they're giving him money. It's fine. It's fine. It's law is interesting.
Oh, he's going for law.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, sort of. That's
one
that's
of the
sidebar
I see.
Of his yes, of his studies.
So if you don't know, Scott is married to Edson. Edson usually is here with him in when they vacation here. When they vacation in
No,
London.
We vacation here. No, we
no,
vacation there.
No, you live
there.
Here.
Yes,
you vacation
yes, this
there.
Is my permanent residency. Thank you, sir. God, I'm
yes.
so good. They shouldn't let this happen. This shouldn't be allowed to happen, this sort of thing. These gays... Living other places. Anyway, yes, no, we live
here.
Yes.
And you take extended European vacations.
Yes, we do.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know. So when you are here, of course you're working.
Yes, of course.
And then he wanted to go to school in England for some reason.
He
so
did.
That's where he's going. So he
They're
leaves
smarter there.
And you're going insane.
Right.
Like last week we heard about your wet underpants contest.
No, yes, I did, yes. And then I was taken out again and saw, you guys, I went to this bar and the trough people are back.
The trough people are back. Is there a group?
This shouldn't be allowed to happen. I'm standing about. This shouldn't be allowed. And I mean, I went to and on my
when
shoes,
you say trough people, what do you mean?
Someone was manning the area where I don't know what I can say. Sarah, help me with this. This is your.
No, you keep going.
When you go. Oh, I gotta go, and you go, and there's someone there waiting for you to go. On them, there's that guy.
They just sit there,
lay down on their back, and look up like, "Yoo-hoo!"
Waiting,
waiting. Yeah.
Okay. Well, here's the text.
Yeah.
Hey, bar update.
Oh.
Someone peed on my new shoes at Powerhouse.
You can't really say that kind of stuff.
Oh, someone won. Well, one on the shoes. I mean, they're just shoes. Okay, somebody won on his. Somebody made lemonade on his shoes.
One is cute though. One is cute. I like that. I get. Yeah, I like that.
At Powerhouse one. Last
somebody
night,
on my shoes.
We were in the toilet and everyone was using the trough, and somehow he missed. An Irish guy who's from Cork, and then asked me to go home with him and his black exotic boyfriend.
I know.
They were staying at an Airbnb in Coal Valley. So much glamour. Went home instead and soaked my shoes. How are you?
Oh, God.
I know.
So you're telling me you didn't go?
No, I wasn't into it at all.
So what was happening at Powerhouse that you were? Why are you going to
Powerhouse?
Why are you
it's
loving?
Fun.
Is that a gym?
Well, it is sometimes, depending on what you're doing.
Oh. What do you mean?
Because I wind up upside down. No, I was at Hole in the Wall down the road. A bar called
Hole in the Wall,
which is fantastic.
Uh-huh.
And guys playing pool, you know, with nothing on.
Oh.
Except a sock protecting their onesie. And
so wait, they strip okay. all their clothes off and then they pull a sock. They pull a sock off.
I think they have to.
From their foot?
From their foot. And they cover their...
Wow.
And then they
play
pool.
That's one way to get athletes...
Whatever. Crotch. Yes, it was fun.
Every guy at some point has done the sock over the...
Yeah. Hmm. Just to see. I like being around naked men. It's fun. And not, you know, almost naked. And then we had drinks and then went down the street and...
to Powerhouse.
Yeah. I try not to get... I get a bit tipsy off one drink. That's the thing. I can't.
You're so thin. Well, you're so slender.
I have a 31-inch waist, Sarah. It's a curse. I don't know how...
You are such a bitch.
I don't know how people manage it, though. I don't. I mean, we were out on Saturday in Pleasanton, and that gig. Oh my God! Stuff I put up with out there. I do this for you. You know, I go out there for you.
Uh-huh. You do it for us.
To bring the message.
I don't see any pay coming through.
I know. It's my pay in love.
He was telling me.
Well, you're off the hook, buddy. No worries. You don't have to do that anymore at all.
Yeah, you're done.
He shows up at the venue, and
what's the name of the place?
Well, this is after in. I was in Vallejo on Friday, and that was all right, but some of your fans got really hammered and had to be helicoptered out of the place. They were so
what?
Drunk. They were just so
helicoptered?
Drunk. Well, no, but the guy came down and said, you have to go. And she said, you know, and he got rid of one of them, the guy managing them, and I'm like, don't let her go. Is she driving home? And we can hear, there's sort of an alleyway leaving this. It's huge, beautiful theater in Vallejo. You can hear in the outside, out front, can't hear what they're really saying. And then one by one, you know, you feel like it takes up half the show, really hammered, right? Really, these are your people. Anyway, so then I go to Pleasanton.
Don't worry, drinks. Our listeners are coming.
But at least that one, they have a gorgeous seat. They're ready for the show. I go Saturday. I go to Pleasanton. I get there. We show up at this bar, Main Street. And I walk in with Mark, who's producing the show. And we're ready to go, right? Ready to go. And
it means he would have done a site check and figured out what
I
to
had
require.
Done a site check. And I called the guy who runs the club a few days before just to check that everything was okay. Mark does all the ticketing and the seating and makes sure everyone's satisfied with where they're seated. And watches the door while the show's on and deals with any customer complaints
while
on the stage.
Look at Marco.
It's great. He's really helpful. Some of this I couldn't do without him. But anyway, we walk in.
Sounds like you could have done this one without him.
Well, really. I walked into the bar and this, you know, hot porn star behind the bar. He's really cute. Baseball cap on backwards. Probably 22 years old. Doesn't know where he is. He says to me, so where are your chairs? Where are your chairs? I said, first I said, hi, I'm the comic. Oh, yeah, okay. Where are your chairs? My chairs? Yeah, where? Didn't you bring your chairs? You have to. No. I said, where's the sound system? We don't we've never had that. We don't have that. I said, what? No.
Wait, so there was no mic either?
No mic stand. No mic, nothing.
No There's PA?
No, nothing.
No There's, place for you to be amplified. Was
No amplification
was
whatsoever.
On the stage, there was no...
There's a big stage that takes up half the venue. I'm like, you have a stage that size? You don't have a mic just sitting around? They're not that... Go to Walgreens, buy them for $29. You don't have a Mr. Mic? Nothing?
Oh,
he's like,
man.
No, we have nothing. I got to go. I can't handle any of this. And I said, and then I look around. There's like three entrances to the room. People are wandering in and out of all those entrances. About 60 of your peeps are sitting there. And a woman says,
they're already in.
Oh, yeah, seated, ordering food.
What time did you get to your gig?
We got there at 6:30, shows at 7:30 sharp. But people show up early. Your peeps show up early. And they wanted to eat, and that's fine. It's good, right? And they're like, I'm moving plants off the stage and Halloween stuff out of the way, and closing doors so no one can. And the woman walked up. She tapped me. She went, are you okay? To me. I'm like, I'm fine. She's like, I'm a fan. I love Sarah and Vinny. Do you need some help? I'm fine. She said, well, if you need anything, my husband and I were over there. Okay, great. And I turn and I see Mark yelling at some, like pointing at some guy, really, like you get out. Get out. I told you. And this guy's got a big cross around his neck. He said, I'm not going anywhere. And people were there to hear music at 9 o'clock. They didn't know comedy was happening because on the board.
Oh, and there's tickets for the comedy. Mm. And then later they can come in and watch the band for free.
But all the times were different. On the chalkboard, it said 7. On their website, it said 9 or something.
Oh, my goodness. And
so I'm finding all this out as I'm standing. And I look. And,
okay,
oh, look.
Question one. What did you do about the chair situation?
I got all the bar stools from around the bar and behind it and brought them down so people had to sit really, really high. No one sat low. Everyone's really, really high waiting with no back support. And they're all 80. Some of them are like
old,
looking for back support for the chair. And then I look, and all my cousins had shown up because they all live in Pleasanton. I'm like,
oh no,
I love my cousins.
How many cousins do you have?
I got a lot. They brought their, my cousin Matt brought his, anyway, there were
Well, cousins don't get chairs, right?
They got chairs.
What?
No, they're my cousins. Of course they're going to get chairs.
He's going to have to hear about it at Thanksgiving.
Ginger's retired. Oh my God. And they're really nice, and they're being really nice about it. And later, Matt sent me a text saying, you know, I'm really proud of you. I really love you. I'm like, thank you so much. I needed to hear that because really, it was, I mean, thank God I had an opening act too. Oh, because he kind of got them focused and stuff before I went on. And I could kind of deal with some of the things. Oh.
And you sold it out, right?
Yeah,
so
it was sold out.
It was like a huge packed house and then there's no place for anyone to sit.
And people trying to get in during the show.
What about the microphones? Did you yell your jokes from the stage?
I thought that I might have to, like that club in Ireland. But no, this musician came in setting up for the band. Finally, I said, we need a... Oh, I don't carry that. I just carry the heavy equipment, dude. I don't have a microphone. I don't know what you're going to do. I said, and Mark went up to him and I said, look, I know in your van, you've got a microphone in there and an amplifier. He said, maybe. The guy ran out and came back. It's from 1965. If you talk too loud, it'll blow up. Just be careful, okay? And the mic cord was like 3 feet long, so I'm standing near the amplifier.
Bending down a little bit.
Trying to get
You're
in the
pretty
light,
tall.
Because there's two lights. And a huge, there's a huge, like, fake dead person in a net over my head. It's Halloween stuff. So, yeah, so there's no lights on
Vinny,
me.
Vinny, your hand is up.
So it went well?
It went great.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it went really well.
Good.
So
you crushed.
A couple texts here saying you were brilliant and funny.
In Pleasanton,
and then someone else said they were in Pleasanton, and they thought you were funny and edgy.
Well, thank you.
Is this a place that you had just quit playing, like you were playing cards just before you went
on stage?
On stage, is that the place?
It's kind of like that, but no, I wasn't. No,
there was another. Someone wrote in and said Scott had said that he was out with a bunch of boys playing cards.
Oh,
no?
Boy.
That sounds fun.
The guys playing cards?
Playing cards to the guys?
I don't know. I'm asking you.
No, I don't. No. Interesting.
All right.
Funny.
Well, you're playing at the Punchline tonight.
I am. Oh.
We're playing at the Punchline next week.
I know.
And you're playing again because you're opening for our secret show.
And don't worry, they have microphones and mic stands. There you go.
Yeah, they're set. They are set up
for comedy.
They're
professional like that.
Yeah, they know how to put a show on at the Punchline.
707, Sarah says, hey, Scott, I've had a bad night and a bad morning. You've made me laugh so hard this morning. Without even knowing it, you're really brightening up my day. Thank you.
That's
you're
so
like
sweet.
A ray of sunshine. You're a bright camp button.
A bright camp button. When are you going to come see a show, you guys?
Kidding, right? I've been to thousands of your shows. When are you going to shorten your shows to 45 minutes?
I did 55 in Pleasanton. That was good, right? I thought you'd be proud.
I'm going to see you at the Punchline in a week. What are you talking about?
I'm going to see your show next week.
Are you going to watch the set? You're going to be in the back?
Yeah, I'm going to watch the set.
You're going to watch, really?
Absolutely.
You
bet. Behind a door.
But I can say whatever I want, right? At that.
Whatever you'd like.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah, that's good.
Okay, how long do you want me to do?
10 minutes.
Your best 10 minutes.
Narrow it down, buddy.
All right.
I'll be there with my flashlight.
Okay.
And my cane.
Doing this in the back.
Yeah.
Cut.
All right. I'll do my best to keep it minimal. But I'll have to play with the crowd and stuff.
Oh, sure. Of course.
Yeah.
Everyone will be in costume.
There will be a crowd, right? You're going to bring people in, right?
We are, sure.
You got a few tickets sold.
Are you kidding me? The secret show? They're free tickets, but they have to win them.
What are you going to wear? What are you going to be?
I'm going to be a NASA astronaut.
Oh.
I'm going to be an astronaut.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah. Well, you know how I love space.
I know you do, and you believe in all that stuff. What are you going to be?
I also will be from outer space.
My God. Am I going to find you?
All right.
How exciting.
What are you going to be?
I have to do... Okay.
You should be something.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to be a tennis pro.
Of course he is.
I felt like that's what you were when you came here last time.
Thank you, Yuzan. I appreciate that.
Just love showing off those legs. Pink shirt, white shorts. He's in. All right, the punchline tonight. Yay. Go see Scott Capurro, a special Tuesday night show. This is a good night to see comedy because
yes.
This is when like really comedy people
lovers
go out.
Lovers go, yes, they do.
Right, not when people go and get wasted. Or,
just to have fun.
Yeah, are already wasted.
Screw that. Right. No, I want them out there because they want to be miserable and really enjoy. I mean,
right.
Happy. Yes, that's what I want.
Exactly.
And then Friday, just so you know, I'm somewhere else.
Hop Dogma in Half
yes.
Moon Bay.
That'll be great.
And you're actually at Five Sons Brewery in Martinez.
That one's sold out.
Oh, okay. Oh. Yeah. Well, I won't even mention that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, yeah. No, but that's going to be a great one,
that's
I think.
A Thursday
I've never
night
played
one.
It before. That's
Hello,
a
Martinez.
Hello. And then Saturday, Sally Tomatoes.
In Roanoke Park.
Look who's busy.
busy.
He's working. Go to scottcapurro.com or to radioalice.com. You can see his whole list. Thanks, Scott. Always great to see you.
Please have a microphone.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hey, Disney people.
Hey.
You need to be calling right now. What are you doing? Usually the lines are loaded at this point. You guys must be so exhausted from Scott Capurro. Right now, caller number 97 instantly wins a Disney gift card and is in the running for the Disney Cruise Escape to the Bahamas. It's three vacations in one. Enjoy Disney magic and one-of-a-kind entertainment found only on board. Lots of chances to get yourself qualified for this. Right now, plus 11:35, 3:35, and 5:35. Call now. Caller 97 gets a Disney gift card and is in the running. Ooh, you're whistling. Small world. Oh, and I can push this button now.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by my friends at Deluxe Skateboards here in the city. I just got a text from our guys, and they have boards for us for our Toys for Tots event. They always step up and give boards to our Toys for Tots drives, and I just appreciate it so much. So totally.
They put them all together and make it happen.
They
for
do
us.
Every year. In fact, and he just responded. He's like, I'm sorry I didn't get back sooner. I got you.
Fantastic.
I'll have them all built up and ready for you guys.
Thank you, Deluxe.
So, Jim at Deluxe, thank you so much. And,
ding,
and
ding. No
yeah,
shame.
The stuff that they make, real anti-hero, thunder trucks, venture trucks, Spitfire wheels, buy those. Mm.
They do good things.
Right. Here's what's happening. The World Series starts tonight. Game one, Boston versus L.A.
What time?
You know what? I don't know, but I can check. I think they've been starting at 5 o'clock or 5:30-ish.
Yeah, I think I saw 5 o'clock this morning on Fox.
I can find it in 2 seconds. No worries.
Nice to be on the West Coast.
5:09.
Yeah. Thing start.
5:09.
All right. I'm sure that'll be on at my house. You guys all going to watch it?
Yeah, I'm going to watch it for sure.
Watch it right up until I win my $1 billion.
Right. Tonight is a big one. $1.6 billion is up for grabs.
That's the biggest one on earth ever. Mm-hmm. The biggest jackpot. Damn.
So exciting. What do we do? So we bought tickets as a group, right?
Yeah.
And we've already texted pictures of them to each other, so we're on record as these are shared.
Yes.
Pot winners.
Right.
But do we hand them to one person or should we just have them checked separately or what do you want to do?
Yeah, hand them to me.
Yeah, we should probably hand them in.
Okay. Yep. I'll bring them tomorrow.
Boy, we're really feeling we're going to win this one, huh?
You know, I'm feeling good about it.
We're definitely
winning.
I'm feeling good about it.
All right. Good.
I was thinking that, you know how you were saying if you spent $605 million, you could buy every possible combination? It would be just my luck to borrow $605 million and somehow pull off the feat of getting them all, and then like 16 people win.
That's what, I mean, the math is ruined if you have to share the pot.
Yeah. You lose. You wind up owing a bunch of money.
Yep.
It's a bummer.
Exactly. So, yeah, you can't do that. That's why.
We did the rough math for us.
What does that mean?
Oh, that we would each get $50
million? $50
million. Yeah.
After tax, after the double tax. Yeah.
After the tax on $1.6 billion,
we only
get $50 billion?
$50 million?
That is not right.
All right, somebody do the math.
All right, I'm going to do it right now. So it's about, so let's call it $800 million after if we take lump sum.
All right.
$400 million after taxes divided by six. I'll say that's $80
million
each.
All right, $80 million each.
All right, we'll
take it. We said 50.
Still
we'll take the extra 30.
Look, I'd be happy with any amount that has six zeros after it.
Well, I mean, even if we get five numbers, we're still, whatever we split
well,
in the millions.
Well, not 13,000.
Well,
yeah,
that's
13,000 sucks.
Yeah, compared to 1.6 billion.
Anyway, play Mega Millions tonight, everyone. It might be worth it for you. Probably not, because we're going to win.
Yeah, you should just, we're going to win it.
About 25 years ago, the internet was just a baby. Mm. And many of us, myself, well, I should say, for me, I was like, that thing.
That'll never. That won't have legs. Who needs that? What do you do with that?
And since then, our lives have changed completely.
Mm-hmm.
Here are the top 10 websites that have changed, shaped the internet as we know it today, as voted by, or as compiled by Gizmodo.com.
All right.
Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Google.
Mm-hmm.
YouTube.
Mm.
The Onion.
Yeah, I like The Onion.
The Onion's on the list of top 10?
Hard to say that would be in the top 10, but I mean, it certainly sort of set the precedent for funny news and sort of parody. But I agree that that's like, to me, like I'll go look at BuzzFeed or Reddit before I'll go to The Onion.
The Internet Archive?
Never even heard of it.
I've never even heard of it either. The Internet Archive. Twitter, Netflix, Reddit, eBay, and MySpace.
Oh, MySpace, sure.
eBay is a trip because it was so early on. I remember you were on it when we were in the old building, so that was, you know, 20 years ago.
I wasn't even on eBay. I was on UBID, which I think was like a knockoff of eBay.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm like, there's less competition on this one. I'm going to go on this one.
They already had knockoffs. I didn't know that. Well, anyway, I just thought, man, they've been around a long time and they don't have the same, because they were the one place, or I guess not.
The best place.
Well, it's splintered so much now.
UBID still exists.
It does?
Funny.
Internet Archive, Vinny, says it's a nonprofit library of millions of free books, movies, software, music, websites, and more.
Oh. And it's internetarchive.com?
Yeah.
Wow. UBID is spelled with a U, everyone.
Yeah, UBID.
Not Y-O-U.
Some other big websites that on this list, they did 100 websites that changed the internet as we know it, but Craigslist came in at 12,
mm.
Pornhub came in at 13, Amazon 17th. 17th?
It's really ruined brick and mortar businesses everywhere.
Yeah, how's that not higher on the list? I mean, you guys are there twice a day, it seems like.
I am, for sure. I was on there twice yesterday.
You were?
Yeah.
I never go there.
Oh.
Facebook's 19th. I don't need to buy stuff that often. I really don't.
Mm-hmm.
Yahoo, 26th. MapQuest, 30th. LinkedIn, 63rd. Pandora, 74th. Friendster.
Oh, Friendster. Is that for
84th. I was never on there.
Me either.
But anyway, you can go to gizmodo.com to see the 100 websites that shaped the internet as we know it today. Mm. MySpace was in the top 10 as well. Did I say it? Did I
you
mention
did.
Them?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And rightfully so. That was the first.
That's the first
of
one I tried.
Social network, right?
Yep, I tried it because I was sort of required to do it at the show I was hosting in Eugene, and I felt
Everybody
like I was
a MySpace
programming
page.
As I wrote in the little stuff in the little box.
Remember that when you first would write things on the internet, you'd have to like actually type out a hyperlink and figure out how to hide it in there.
No, I don't remember that at all. I never did that. Mm. But I did feel like just putting in, you know, hey, I really like food and surfing. And
you don't really like food. Why are you going to lie on that thing?
Well, you know what I mean. I just wrote stuff and then I just hit, you know, enter. And that, to me, that was programming.
Right.
Hooman, do you know who Gustav Mahler's Fifth Symphony? Are you familiar?
Sorry, I was
Gustav Mahler.
Yeah, of course. The composer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know the Fifth Symphony?
He does this one like the planets of the something.
Can you hum it for us?
No, I can pull it up.
Yeah, come pull it up. Pull it up.
All right,
pull it up in here so we can hear it. Why? What's the story?
Last week, an orchestra was performing Gustav Mahler's Fifth Symphony in Sweden. If you don't know what that is, Hooman's about to play it for you.
We're going to hear. Is it familiar? Will we be familiar with it?
I hope so. I mean, Mahler has some stuff that, you know, no one ever plays ever, but hopefully this will be one of the big ones. You said Symphony number 5?
Fifth Symphony.
Okay.
Hang Let's on. Hear
Wait
this.
For
Here
we it, go. Be an ass
oh,
first.
Man, this thing is 1 hour and 17 minutes, so.
The one?
Pop in there anywhere. Hour and 17 minutes?
Okay, so.
Okay, just keep
you can
going.
Just talk. Yeah.
During one of the quiet parts with just string instruments, a woman in the balcony rustled a bag of gum.
Oh.
And it is that bad etiquette?
So here's the thing. During a symphony, like, obviously there's peaks and valleys, and the guy next to you who needs that cough drop during the quietest, most, like, serene moment, wait. The symphony's going to get loud again. Just wait. And then you can open up your cough drop. It's the worst.
Oh, so that is a bad...
Yeah, it happens all the time. You know, I'm sitting there watching an opera, and there's just this soprano singing all by herself and no orchestra underneath her, and the dude's got to, like, shuffle through his purse for...
Digging for Ludens.
Yes, yeah.
Well, it's
something.
Either that or he coughs up a lung right there.
I'd rather have him look for the... I don't want to listen to someone coughing.
Anyway, this woman rustled a bag of gum, and the guy behind her was so mad because he was enjoying the music and it was a quiet part that he became upset and grabbed the bag away from her and threw it on the floor.
Oh.
Damn it. Betsy or whoever you are, your gum. So.
It was during this part.
This is the quiet strings Hold on. Part.
Louder, Sarah.
I don't have anything to crumple.
Hold on. Just rip it.
So the guy grabs the bag away, throws it on the floor, and the two people in front of him, the lady included, they just stop, they wait, they let the symphony end, and as soon as it's over, the woman turns to the guy and punches him square in the face. Knocks his glasses off.
Oh,
and
knocks
then
his glasses.
The man
knocks
his glasses off. Then the man who was there with the woman starts punching the guy too.
Oh,
so
no.
We're in a full-on brawl right there in the balcony
at
the symphony.
Unexpected, delightful, entertaining. The symphony.
I was surprised and wondered if that was a
It sounds like the most boring symphony of all time.
Yeah, I don't like it. Big etiquette breach, but it sounds like it is. Human would be upset.
Yeah.
It is. It bothers me. I'm going to...
Well, even when people are eating popcorn at a quiet part of the movie, it's like, you guys, I can hear you. You gotta wait for the loud parts. You open your Twizzlers.
It does bug that people eat at movie theaters.
Oh, it doesn't bother me that they eat. You just got to wait for the right time. Like during A Quiet Place, which is a hard movie to eat popcorn at.
Yeah,
you know.
See, it's the same thing.
Right. You gotta wait for the times when everything's freaking out.
Freaking out.
Yeah, when the world is freaking out. That's when you eat. So people can't hear you.
Uh-huh.
Almost 20% of people have been injured while doing it.
Oh. Mm.
Have you ever had a urinary tract infection?
Yep.
Yeah, I did. I think when I was like 15 or 16. Mm.
You're already doing it then?
Yeah.
If you do it a lot. You can get a UTI.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it so
horrible?
I don't mean to make an aside here, but it's so weird how many things we did at such young ages. And when I meet 15-year-olds now, I'm like...
Horrified.
I thought I was so old at 15. Mm. I thought I knew it all.
Mm-hmm.
I was a child.
Teeny little squishy face. Just at 15.
Teeny little squishy face.
Yeah, you know. I mean, you're
I
just
do.
A...
They're just adorable. Just, they're little babies still. They still have baby fat on their
little
faces.
Little pinheads. Yeah. Like, come on, man. But there you were doing it already with a urinary tract infection.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember my dad or my mom had to take me to the hospital.
They consider that a... An injury?
Well, sure. I mean, it's from that.
Yeah. Can be. Yeah.
Food irritations, like using food in bed.
Oh.
Yeah.
You ever had that?
Yeah.
You have?
Oh, what'd you get?
Burn.
Strawberry burn?
No, it was a whipped cream thing.
Oh.
Ugh.
You got stinky from it?
Well, yeah.
That is,
you know,
it's injurious.
You use it, and then you go to sleep after you're done, wake up the next morning, and... Oh, I felt I was so
You got
sick.
cottage cheese all over you?
Something like that.
Oh, God. Oh, that's disgusting.
It was disgusting.
So you got some kind of infection from it?
No, it wasn't an infection. It was just...
Did you douche?
Like it spoiled or something.
Yeah, well, it did.
Yeah, it was awful.
Picked it up.
Man, you guys are gnarly. Pulling a muscle, back injuries.
Yeah. Sure, people do.
Lost objects.
Oh, don't lose anything. Keep that on a string, everybody.
Is that what you do?
I don't know. I don't do that.
Tie it to one of John's fishing poles or something.
Right.
So there's
put
no
a hook
worries.
In it. Yeah.
Carpet burn.
Oh, fractured
man area.
Tons of carpet burns. That's
fractured what?
Fractured man area.
Oh, people do break those.
That you hear that, but the top of the list is a woman area tear.
Oh.
Yikes.
Yeah, that sounds painful.
You need
painful.
Liquid.
Your mom still using that stuff?
I don't talk to anybody about that.
Yeah, she talked to us about it all the time. What are you talking about?
I don't know anything about it.
I think they were called liquibeads.
Sarah's face is not approving.
How about a fast fact?
I love fast fact. Fast fact.
Jerry Seinfeld says he's the reason American Express created its famous black card.
Why?
When he was an Amex spokesman. Sorry, Amex. I know we're going to get text. Don't text. It doesn't
Amex.
Matter. Amex. When he was an Amex spokesman in the late 90s, he asked for a special card. So they made it and gave him the first one.
Oh, wow, just for him.
Yeah, he was like, I want my own card. Mm-hmm. If I'm going to... And he did do a big commercial for them, didn't he?
I think
Well, he did a few. He did the one with Superman.
Yeah. I think one of them was a Super Bowl commercial. Like, it was huge.
Probably.
So they invented it for him.
The black card.
And that's like a big deal to get one of those, right?
Right.
Wasn't
Kanye yelling about that? Or maybe it was Diddy?
Diddy was.
Yeah. I got the black card. Okay.
Herbs come from the leaves of a plant. Spices come from any part of the plant except the leaves.
Oh, like ground up seeds or something. Spices and herbs. Herbs and spices.
There you go.
Thank you.
Our text number, what?
The annual fee for the Amex card is $2,500.
For the black card?
Yeah, just to
That's just it. But I guess there's stuff, right?
Yeah, like you probably...
automatic hotel anywhere you are in the world or whatever.
Right. Something like that, probably.
Penthouse.
Sweet.
Okay. All right. Well, our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple.
Guess he's done talking.
Well, I'm reading about whether or not it's true about Jerry Seinfeld.
All right.
And the short answer is no, it's not true.
It is true. Didn't
you
hear
it?
Wikipedia claims that the black card debuted in 1991, but Seinfeld was the spokesman for Amex in 1995. So it was actually around 4 years before they even hired Seinfeld.
When you find facts that dispute the fast fact, just don't say them.
Bury them. Delete them. Delete them. In fact,
erase that off of Wikipedia.
Hack
right
the
now.
Internet.
Amex.
And get rid of
Amex
that.
Amex isn't confirming or denying this, but they won't return the call, so they won't.
Well,
I think they want this Seinfeld story to be true.
Well, it's good. It's a good story.
Sure it is.
And it's true. And Amex likes it.
Amex.
Did I say our text number is? Hey, Sarah, I'm a guitar player and would love to jam with you guys at your crib sometime. Would you ever consider having a faithful listener join your jam sesh?
No. It's just weird because I don't know you, you know? I actually do love jamming with new people. But it's just, you know, I don't know. You could be a total psycho. What do I know about you?
Right.
There's a lot of psychos out there, you know?
There are. Yeah. It's true.
But sometimes we jam at the square, so meet you there. Mill Valley, the little square.
408 says, I'm in Hawaii for 2 weeks. Been thinking about Vinny because the waves are epic right now. Mm. Listening from the Looking Glass.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
2 weeks in Hawaii.
That's about how much time you need just to really start enjoying it. I think really 6 weeks. That's probably the ideal Hawaii vacation.
Isn't it weird that we got that one trip the one time and we did such a fantastic job for everyone involved
and then
no one called us back?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How'd that not happen like annually? Makes no sense.
I agree. Promotions department!
Do something.
Do something already.
And trade me offices already, would you?
And what?
Trade me offices. I'm
trying
to
trade with Rebecca every day.
Anybody.
Nobody
anybody
wants to
over
be
there.
In our stinky office. Our office is fouled.
Something's, I swear.
Something's dead in
it's
there.
It's definitely under the drawers. So.
No, I looked under. You know what, though? I looked under the drawers.
No,
and I took the stick. And at
it's in the carpet, though. They
yeah,
cleaned
it's in
the carpet and it's,
under the drawer.
It leaked under the drawers, which we can't move because everything's bolted to the freaking wall. And so that's where it is, and it's stenching from there.
It is.
And we
that's
can't
exactly
clean
right.
that because they can't get the cleaner thing under there.
So.
Could we put some Febreze under there?
Yeah. So
can
we
break open a Fresh Wave pouch and just put the pearls under there?
Sure.
Let's do that.
You got it.
You know, people have written, why aren't you using Fresh? Because we take it all home.
Yeah. If we had some here, we would totally use it. You know what? Write yourself a note and bring some back.
I don't want to work in that office anymore. I don't want to. I want to trade it to promotions already. Get on board. We're trading that office to promotions.
Actually, it would be so great to have the whole promotions area. Let's make that happen.
They're not here
They've
yet.
Got a little outer area, the inner area. Like, Yuzette could have her own executive office, and we could sit and prep.
Yeah, you guys sit on the outside.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's get on board with trading offices with promotions.
She just redid her offices.
That's great. Right. Perfect for us.
Yeah.
We could maybe clean that carpet if we could remove those drawers.
Well,
you know, like pull them all the way out.
I mean,
just
hold on. Let
them.
Me just ask you a question. Do they need to be usable after I've removed them?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, well, then what are we going to do?
It's not you that's going to, we'll have the maintenance. I'll just
kick them down.
No, please don't do that. Breaking things is not the answer. We're going to find out the answer after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.